Good afternoon. My name is Mark, and this is my colleague, Bob. And your names are?
I'm Leticia.
And I'm Diego.
Thank you. First of all, we'd like to know something about you. Leticia, where are you from?
I come from Segovia.
How about you, Diego?
I'm from Granada.
And Leticia, how long have you been studying English?
I study English for more or less 5 years.
And Diego, what do you enjoy most about learning English?
Pues enjoy, I like to meet the people and travel to places like where to speak English.
Leticia, did you save your pocket money as a child or spend it as soon as you got it?
I'm sorry, can you repeat please?
When you were young, did you save money, for example, that your parents gave you, or did you always buy something with it?
Oh, okay. When my parents give me money, normally I spend it, like for a toy or candies.
Diego, what do you think you'll be doing in 5 years' time?
Como 5 years from now?
Yes.
Well, I went to England, maybe, and working to teach Spanish or something like this.
Okay, in this part of the test, I'm going to show each person 3 pictures. You will talk about them by yourself for a minute or so. Your partner will answer a brief question for about 30 seconds, and we will then switch, all right? Leticia, it's your turn first. Here are your pictures. They show people and their hobbies. I'd like you to compare 2 of the pictures and say what feelings they are experiencing, and also why they might specifically choose this certain hobby.
First, with the guitar. I think maybe the music makes him feel relaxed, and he has a smile, so I suppose that he is happy. He looks comfortable on the sofa, so like I say, he is relaxed. He maybe choose because he can play the music and is easy. Also, the picture with the girl and is making a photo. I think maybe people like to make photos and she feels also relaxed, but maybe controlled in the forest or something. She choose because has expensive camera and maybe she take a photo class.
Thank you. Diego, who seems the most relaxed?
Well, to my opinion, the man who is playing checkers. And I don't know the name in English. He's funny and has passed time to play the game. He's relaxed very much, I think.
Thank you. Now, Diego, here is your set of pictures. These pictures show people at different stages in life. I'd like you to compare 2 of the pictures and say what feelings they are expressing and why they might feel like this.
Okay. For a start, I see the boy with a certificate. He feels happy because he graduated himself with a pride for his father's. Continue the photo, a boy in his car, he gives a multa from the police. Possibly in the car he has drive quick. Now it seems that he very angry because he know after that he paid the money to someone.
Thank you. Leticia, which of these people feels the worst and why?
I think the girl, her car not work. She feel bad and sad also. It's different when she can't go any place and in her mobile, she says something that she needs help.
Thank you. Now I'd like you to talk about something together for about 3 minutes. Here are some pictures where people are participating in healthy activities. First, talk to each other about why these are good activities. Then, decide which 2 might have the most lasting benefit.
Well, I think the picture, the girl swimming, and another picture, the boy hiking. They are good for 2 the exercise. It makes your body healthy and it's good activity. Do you agree?
Yes, I agree with you. It's also good for the time and the boy who he is reading can be maybe beneficial to the head.
The picture with the boy and his father. He teach the boy to eat healthily things. It's very good for a young boy and what more?
The dog in the park. He's like to relax.
Yes, it's good for the family also.
And the last there are a group for volunteers. It's good because...
Well, they can do as a team and make the effort better. I think that it is a good lesson the children's. Diego, which do you think are the 2 best?
I think for the swimming and for the read.
Okay, I agree, but I maybe will say also the sala with the boy and his father.
Okay, thank you. Diego, what can be beneficial in swimming apart from the exercise?
Well, I think you can learn the discipline and how to stay to do something for a long time.
Leticia, do you agree?
Yes, and I think it can also help to you relax.
And Leticia, which lesson would you want your child to learn from these pictures?
I think the group of volunteers, to work with other children and have the ability to be in a team, and to share.
What do you think, Diego?
I agree. And I think you can teach to listen to other children for a team like, say, Leticia.
Thank you. That is the end of the exam.